Welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast. My name is Justin McPatches of Not For Air, sort of knowingness, not fame. Fuck me running. Anyway, we're here at Starbucks, beep, and we're just having coffees. Hey, Bart.
How you doing? You forgot. You said you forgot that you're like Justin Jordan, Not For Air, subsidiary of Komatsu Corporation.
No, not quite.
I've been bought by the Japs. I mean Japanese.
And I'm with my other friend Jeff. Say hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff's here. He's not drunk today.
No.
Not allowed. And with a long time, almost, the I'd legend. Say definitely founder of this original podcast that we did Not For Air many, many years ago. Go ahead and say hi.
No.
It is Jeff. Jeff. JB is back.
It's a monkey.
I'm not supposed to be here today.
No. What kind of iced coffee are you drinking there, Jeff?
Iced coffee?
That's terrific.
You don't really ask what variety of iced coffee it is when it's just iced coffee. But
well, you know, we're caffeinated. So
I had to go with like the full pussification of coffee tonight by having it both cold and with cream and sugar. So.
That's fine. So, yeah, it's... What? I'm not a what?
You're not a very coffee enthusiast.
Hey, it's Caffeinated Podcast, goddammit, I am.
I had fake sugar because I have the diabetes.
Wilford Brimley.
I might punch my wife. I don't even have a wife.
I love that we're outside because now I can have coffee and a cigarette.
And be okay.
And I can interview Richard Nixon like Edward R. Murrow.
Jeff can impersonate a locomotive.
But no, we got the band together, kind of. Yeah. It's been a while. No, not a band. That's what we call it.
I think that
we built this city up. Never mind.
Well, it's safe to say that the world has gone long enough without the hackneyed performances that made our like first run of shows so famous.
Yeah, so famous an FM station stole a name.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's for Thursday's show. That's
please send hate mail to Sunny 107.9.
Yes.
In the beautiful state of Florida for ripping off the name of something that was started a while ago.
Not For Air, yeah. There's only one Not For Air.
From the mentally challenged is just...
Yeah.
Deplorable.
That was like...
Sake.
Yeah, you said mentally... It was ripping the lollipop from the eye socket of the baby dumb enough to jam it in his face. Yeah,
pretty much.
Justin?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Thanks, Bart. No, the last one was pretty good. We had fun with me, Bart, and Kyle. Yeah. Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle, he was awesome.
You were subjected to Kyle, were you?
Hey, we hung out with Kyle. It was good. That was a fun one. We talked about Facebook and social media. So today's subject, I'm trying to think what we can talk about this subject. Bart, what do you think? What do you got? You got anything to talk about? Like we should talk about something? We talked about social media and Facebook hiding shit and plenty of fish. How there's not plenty of actual fish in that sea, but whales.
Wow. How about common courtesy?
Pass on hit mail to Justin Jordan at McPatches.
Common courtesy.
Common courtesy.
You know,
okay.
It's like, you know, a lot of times, where if I mention, what is it called, dating yourself? When you mention something that's like something.
Oh, Facebook fishing?
No, not as actual dating. I'm talking about. When you mention something like an old movie or something like a reference, which I do often because I watch TV a lot and cartoons and whatnot, and I'm a bit of a nerd, a dork, whatever, fuck it. And but when somebody makes a reference towards you, be it joking or not, for the most part, I hope they're joking. But it's like when I was telling you earlier when I was at the comic book store Friday and some guy... you know, a little downsy, but I mean, nothing against him.
Well, that went downhill fast.
You know me. I keep it real, baby.
This one from Caffeinated to Not For Air real quick.
Bart can't keep from being an asshole. On air, off air, and in between.
Well, it's, the caffeinated just means we say it faster.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, this guy was like, you know.
Yeah.
He was like, you look just like the comic book guy from The Simpsons. And I was like, worst comment ever.
Right.
Like that. And, you know, and then his father blue screened on me. He was like, you know, my kid's a little loud, you know, dropped as a baby. I don't know. You know. little bit gnar-gnar-ish. I understood it, you know.
He would have been fine if you hadn't spiked the kid head first into the ground like a football.
You know, it's not my fault books. You threw your wife down the stairs and like, damn, you know. Anyway, and then I explained to him, I was like, the show has been around for over 20 years. And
well,
you don't
over.
Know the reference? I mean, your kid got it. He walked away. He was like, ha ha.
That was funny. Where's my My Little Pony comics?
Bronies.
Yeah, bronies. They must be exterminated with extreme prejudice. Oh, I said the P word. Damn it, Bart. Don't
what?
You know?
Prejudice or ponies? Because they're, oh, yeah. they're both pretty offensive.
Prejudice ponies. Yeah.
Can you imagine if they had like ponies. My Little
okay,
Pony, the Prejudice
a,
Hour?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce our new mascot, the Prejudice Pony.
He gives people nasty looks. It's the horse Ren and Stimpy.
He trods upon hooves
I'll give
of
you
hate.
I'll give everyone rainbows and candy except for you.
Yeah.
the horse is like the one from fucking, no sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. I trod upon hooves of hate.
No, sir, I don't like it. I like everybody but them. What do you mean by them? Huh? You people.
You people.
I think it's even, at this point, it's become less prejudice pony and, I don't know, selective prejudice ponies. Whoever he doesn't like this week.
So
what the hell are we talking about?
Our new mascot, apparently. So
ponies.
About, yeah, about the, but common courtesy, just... In general,
it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it just seems like I've been running into a barrage of people either saying I look like somebody or,
right.
You know, when you joke around and they don't get it. You know, it's like, you, especially a TV show that's been around for so many years, it's like I half the time I'm thinking that they're just trolling me or fucking with me right back. It's like.
Well, I've never seen MASH before.
Well, people still think that I'm apparently making fun of the mentally challenged whenever I do a Tully Savalas impression. So.
Looking at you,
what's your
baby.
Take on common courtesy, Jeff?
Common courtesy. I lack most of it. So
okay.
I don't know if I'm the best source to go to. Yeah. That woman was pissed when I destroyed her walker. So no.
It's not so common.
Well, no. I think it's a little more of a subjective thing. You get people who sort of, I don't know. I think the internet destroyed most people's sense of humor or made it something pretty horrible.
They made them like emotionally
and they're kind
evil.
Of, they're now starting to carry that with them. So, and, like, they have that I'm an internet commenter mentality in real life.
Yeah.
So they think they can either get super indignant or super insulting without getting punched in the fucking face.
Which, that doesn't happen often. You need to get punched if you're acting like that in public.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. You tell them, Steve, Dave.
You're both banned. But
yeah, that's another thing.
What?
Go ahead. I'm.
The ban hammer. My God, it's like lately on a lot of pages, one little comment gets you banned from shit.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I was gonna. Okay, so yeah, let me get my thought on that. Here we go, NASCAR, run. There's a bunch of cars going by. We're at Starbucks. So.
Some kid's dad's truck's going by. He's revving the piss out
of us. That's a fucking lie. Apparently, we're next to a fucking airport.
Yeah. Welcome to Stewart.
I don't know what that was that went by, but it sounded like an F4U Vought plane just landed.
Where the dredges of Palm Shitty come out to play.
Yeah, the whole band thing, that kind of irks me too. In a sense where... You know, we talked about that before in person, I mean, you.
Yeah.
And you go on there and you voice your opinion on a page that it's all about talking about stuff you're into.
People's opinions are welcome, so to speak, I guess.
And if they don't agree with you, there's the ban button.
It's like in Soviet Russia, ban screws you. You know, like
button bans you.
Yeah, and I'm not really for it because I'm... On Facebook, this is mostly on Facebook, I'm all about the free speech of stuff. If I don't like something, I'll just not look at it, or, you know what right. I mean, I'll just scroll past
Ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a lot of people
here. He is all about the free speech of stuff.
Yes, things. Thank you.
Stuff and things.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But that's my right, and that's their right.
See, yeah, that's kind of my other thing, though.
You got rid of Facebook. You hate it so bad.
Well, yeah, I don't have a Facebook for obvious reasons. I'd be on a watch list by now.
You're still my friend on Facebook, but it's like your account's been deactivated.
Yeah. But
oh, do you?
It's like visiting a gravestone.
But it is.
I own you.
I kind of have this. Well, I have this kind of on the fence mentality about sort of the public forum thing, because as much as I believe people have the right to say it, I feel that I have the right to fucking ignore them.
Yeah.
Or just to not hear it all together.
Right.
So it's kind of.
Right.
I don't know.
Wishy-washy.
I think if somebody's just going out of their way to be shitty and cause a problem, they're asking for it. But
oh, I troll all the time.
It's also really easy to overestimate how many people are trolls.
Yeah.
And that that there are a lot who are just legitimately stupid.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, man.
It's stupid
on Facebook. My God.
It's like this. You go in a room. And somebody, like, you know, you don't agree with them and they ban you. That's just a horrible, stupid-ass thing anyway. I would, if I had banned people from my radio pages, if they're sitting there trolling or anything like that, to an extent
we're
where,
talking
like,
about My Little Pony.
No, not that far yet. Hey, disgruntled pony or whatever.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Kill them with extreme
We've already got Prejudice Pony.
Prejudice Pony.
And his Hooves of Hate.
Hooves of Hate. It's like the Four Horsemen.
I'm really proud of that tonight.
That is really good. We need to make a picture.
Copyright Jeff Boots 2015.
Yes, there we go.
Prejudice Pony and the Hooves of Hate.
Your dad gets the money.
I just named my band.
Your dad gets the money for it instead of you. Jeff Boots, it's all him.
So, I'll play the git fiddle for that band.
How many fake bands have I started in the last couple of days?
What was it? Yeah, something about lawn clippings?
Yeah, the other one was Help Yourself to the Lawn Clippings.
I love it.
And I don't know why.
This summer at Fakeapalooza, they'll be all there.
Yeah. Rabbit Schmuck will be there, along with Captain Nose Candy and the Booger Sugar Brigade.
Yeah,
so
okay, Fort Pierce, do not copyright any of these band names like you want to. I know you do.
Yeah, Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce,
oh, yeah.
You can go to shows
Everything
in sleeping
is
bags.
With Les Claypool.
Fort Pierce, the North Korea of Florida, which I happen to fucking reside at.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's all right. No, yeah, the
really
whole
could pock
manners thing. I agree with that. Or I don't know. I don't have manners. Jeff's just over playing a fucking game. Is that
sure
Candy
can hear
Crush?
We got to wait till Big Rig Bob fucking drives by here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's realistic.
Get off the road, rubber duck.
I hope he turns into a robot. I'm just saying.
Roll the fuck out, you cocksucker. That'd be
roll
awesome
out.
If Peter
all
Cullen said that.
Yeah. Roll out, motherfucker.
Roll
Autobots.
Out, motherfuckers.
And then he just goes into Predator vocalizations.
That's me gargling.
What was the Lion-O one where the guy who played Lion-O did the outtakes and the...
What are you
fuck you,
at?
Snarf.
Lion-O? That's not the lines.
Fuck you, Snarf.
Fuck you, Snarf.
Snarf, Snarf.
Pretty much. So,
continue, you fuck.
Did we have like a lineup of stuff we're doing? Or?
Oh, we're just talking about general stuff.
Oh, okay.
Very, very relaxed.
You can tell how out of touch with this shit I am.
Yeah. You're all right, though. You're
Come
good.
On, Jeff, you're the only
this
one here
like
with a radio
really,
voice.
This is decaffeinated, but very chill.
I have a radio voice that's good for deaf people, I think.
That's
this
important.
Is Coma, WKOMA.
Welcome to the Braille Podcast.
feel your way. Braille.
So that's a new one.
We're going to do that.
New band, Braille shit. Podcast.
This is the Helen Keller Podcast coming at you from...
Not for Braille Podcast.
Not for
Braille. Codpiece. Not for Braille Codpiece.
Feel it around.
Feel it around. Oh, God. It's the joke that keeps on giving. It's the crimis. It's like Crimbo imp in this motherfucker.
Right. Well, you want to... Well, let's move on to music then. Bart, what kind of music?
I'm from Fort Pierce, man. That's what we call it there. Crimbo, motherfucker.
I wasn't ready. Okay, sorry. I'm not from Fort Pierce, and I wasn't prepared for Crimbo.
So all dancer, prancer, all that liquor dancing through my head.
Holy shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, music-wise, what do you think right now musically out there? What do you think? What have you listened to that kind of surprised you and you thought, all right, this is not bad?
Big polka fan over here, watch.
Yeah. What do you mean, like local talent?
No, just in general, anything. You might have been on Facebook, or you might have been on the internet and come across something and go, you know, this is good. What?
Not very often.
I did find this music. Remix of this song from one of my favorite games back in the 90s, a computer game called Lords of the Realm 2. It was a remix. It was awesome.
Cool.
So I mean,
that's awesome.
And also, you know, I'm even though I have hair to my ass and a beard to my balls, you know, and tattoos up and down my arms, I do happen to like I have a diverse palette as far as music and whatnot.
Right.
And I was really getting to Paco de Lucía, you know, classical guitarist.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Pancho or Paco. I don't know. It's some one of them Espancholo fucking names, you know. one of them. No, I'm just kidding. And, you know, everybody thinks, but you're racist, you know.
Sorry. I hear the clopping.
Jeff, put my hand down. I keep saluting for some reason.
What is it? Not pretentious pony.
Prejudice.
Prejudice pony. He's clear.
The clopping started.
The Gestapo clopo.
Yeah.
Gestapo.
Oh God!
It broke me.
This just keeps building itself up.
Don't panic. The clopping. The clip clopping. You know it.
Prejudice pony and his hooves of hate as he does the Gestapo clop. That's his dance.
Clippity cloppity, you know.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh, you want to produce the show? Because I'm not very good at it.
Like, remember the synagogue that supported your show? Not anymore.
Weren't we just now talking about music? Because
yeah.
I think music was pertinent.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Won't you?
I didn't know we were doing like a turn-based
thing. I just throw your input in there about clubs of hate.
This is hot potato.
I don't know. Stuff I've been listening to lately, I got into some of the acts coming out of Austin.
Austin's good. I enjoy Austin.
Like Zebulon Watley and Sons of Perdition and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've been mentioning the Sons of Perdition.
I've been really listening to a lot of that. And really any robotic Chuck E. Cheese band I could find.
I would love to go into
Chuck E.
Cheese.
Whether they work or not. I'm trying to get a position playing banjo with one of them. So.
Banjo.
I would love to go to Chuck E. Cheese and two things. Put the robot suit on and just be there.
Yeah, right?
And then the other thing was replace the thing with either music I play on the show or the show.
Yeah, right?
And just have that.
I want to re-rig one of those Chuck E. Cheese bands to just play nothing but Merciful Fate.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, Melissa.
Or can you imagine if you walk in, dinner, and I'm like, oh, Chucky's going haywire over there.
Yeah, right.
Ringing in blood. Jeff's like,
pretty much a
awesome.
Giant-sized version if you just loaded a Claymore mine into a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes. I want to do, actually, the pod. Nicole, my wife, she says no, but I'm like, I really want a Teddy Ruxpin to do the podcast with.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Just to, like, pre-record him talking and then do it with him. Just, like, what do you think? Okay.
And make sure you have that sucker blessed by five priests of opposing faiths.
Bart, you got a Teddy Ruxpin lying around?
No. Never really cared to.
He did find a dead Mogwai in his box one time, though.
Thinking of the 80s toys and stuff like that, my brother... Which I probably gave him a complex because that's why I can bench press 600 pounds and shit.
Do it now, machine.
Well, he was a little kid. Well,
isn't he up to tearing up Tokyo now?
Yeah. Swatting planes out of his face.
Mosquito, get out of my face now.
But anyway, back in the day when, if you remember the Mind Buddy dolls.
Yeah.
Well, he got his My Buddy doll, and he loved it to death and everything until I made a noose and hung it from his bunk bed. Oh, I got my ass beat, but it was worth it. I mean, my dad beat the brakes off me for it. And he let a lot of don't you ever do that again, but it was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I was victorious. My brother was in the corner crying his eyes out. Oh, God, the horror.
And now he's like
and
the size of the
My
house.
Buddy song. My buddy and me are hanging from a tree. And it's just, you know, and... Yes, I got my ass tore up for that, but
well,
yeah.
Well, it was when you rigged the pump for him to start vomiting up black shit.
I also got my ass tore up for hanging a stuffed Santa, and I gave him a suicide note.
Oh, God.
And my partner in crime was a childhood friend who was several years younger than me, and he was a little kid at the time. He thought he was all into it. He's like... I believe in Santa Claus, but fuck
in
it,
fact,
let's hang him.
In fact, he was so
hang
he
him.
Was a Santa Claus doll.
Hang him. Let's hang Santa Claus. But yeah.
Horse thief.
Yeah. He had this little, it was a yard decoration, and it was my mom's old work, and they were kind of loaded at the time. You know, they had a lot of money, and they had all this elaborate Santa shit. We drug it over in this barn, and we put him on the sleigh and gave him a suicide note, how he was sick and tired of those little bastards and everything. Yeah. It was all awesome and everything. And, yeah, I mean, I got my ass tore up for it, too, but it was worth it.
Victory.
Yeah.
A win. A W.
A win. I couldn't sit down for a week, but it was a win.
Anytime our asses tore up as kids, it was worth it.
It was.
It gave us our stories of now.
Pretty much like that one.
Kids nowadays, and they don't get anything.
Well, they just don't get creative.
They don't get beat for getting in trouble.
They don't get creative. You know, 12-year-olds now don't understand the value of hot wiring a Cadillac. Yes. Driving through a shopping mall.
Yep.
Playing crisscross as loud as possible.
I like how we're doing the podcast with old Jackson 5 in the background.
It's like, blah, blah, blah. We're here long enough, it might catch up to the 80s.
Oh, that's what we need. We need some Gary Newman up in this bitch.
Oh, there we go.
Something about living in cars.
bad
Fear Factory covers.
Lost all my jobs. I got no more money. I live in my car.
I thought that was Arlo Guthrie. Doesn't he live up there?
Yeah, probably. Like on the beach, where everybody feels blue.
You did anything you want at Alice's Restaurant's men's room where I live now.
You can anything you want.
Anything.
Any script you want. And Ford Pierce. I probably pissed off a lot of people. Hey, I do my pills with confidence and pride.
Not the song Michael Jackson needed to be playing as trying to stay away from the little kids.
Oh, Jesus.
This went out there.
I'll be there in my windowless fan.
Yeah, you know, this many years later, it does kind of sound more like a threat than a touching song, doesn't it?
Poor Jackson. He was a hell of a dancer, though, man. The motherfucker was king of pop.
When you put this out there, I'll have pitchforks in front of my house with people behind them.
We'll be holding some of the pitchforks. It'll be fun. Yeah. Kind of have an old-fashioned...
And we'll actually have a horse. A pony. That's prejudiced.
A prejudiced pony.
It's Bort. Hang him.
Hang him like my little buddy in Santa.
That's going to turn into a huge debate. We don't have time for that.
Hold down.
I'll never forget the duck season, rabbit season fiasco of 2002.
A hoedown has dual meaning in Fort Pierce.
And it has nothing to do with gardening.
No. Well, she won't be on her knees anymore. That's a hoedown.
Oh, no. This has gotten real not for air,
so
really.
I have a feeling that, and...
This is still toned down compared.
I'm reading a subtle hint that Bart might not be the biggest fan of Fort Pierce.
I've been there since 79. It's like, I don't know, it's like I feel like fucking, what's his name? The Omega Man. It's like just me and this just statue bust of Julius Caesar, and we're playing checkers or whatever the fuck.
You're rocking an MP.
Shoots the ladders.
Rocking an MP40 submachine gun. Get away from me, you greenskin son of a bitch.
Zombies everywhere.
Well, and you've been there so long. We used to.
From my cold dead pinky toes.
Me and Jeff here used to have actually a nickname for Fort Pierce because we never wanted to go there. We called it Mordor.
We're complete dorks, so we decided it was such this dramatically horrible place.
The North Korea of Florida.
You don't just simply walk into Mordor, you know.
Yeah, there's an eye. No.
I think we were over-dramatizing that
just
a little bit.
Well, I like going downtown for the band stuff, but...
Yes, unfortunately, there's places there that, they're trying to keep...
Alive.
With a good spirit, but I just look at him as the last chopper out of Saigon, just.
It's a shame you're never there for the atomic days.
I kind of wish you would have had some special
shit going on. Hey, the Red Elvises were fucking.
That was one of the best shows ever going on in the area.
But see, it's funny that I've been in Fort Pierce so long, I remember when that was a lawnmower repair place.
Yeah.
It was called Snow's.
Oh, it still was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Carl Childers was sitting in the back the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no gas in it.
How are we going to kill no one today?
Yeah. You've got an industrial town when every place is something else.
That band fucking rocks. Mm-hmm.
The local hot dog joint also happens to be where they process an awful lot of corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place has changed. I remember it was a used car lot. It was like a, it was bada bing. It was a used car lot, and bada I don't know what bing. The fuck it is now.
But it's just like.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
That's just a thing now. I don't know. I drove by it. It looks like I don't know what it is. Like an antique mall.
Well, now it's a weed whacker repair shop. They had to step down due to the economy.
Have you guys have both lived here for a while. Have you ever been? We've been there. Have you ever been to Frankenstein's?
Long time ago.
It's good.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah, the place was really good.
This
it's a cool little
this
landmark.
It's starting to turn into like that thing that old northern guys do. It's like, remember that oyster place down there at the harbor? That was...
That wasn't an oyster place. That was a bunch of girls we knew hung out down by the water, and it was always low tide.
Well, I've been at Fort Pierce so long, I remember I would never went there as a kid, but I remember Frankie and Johnny's and the Joker's Wild.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And Evil People's. You know, I'm an old fuck. You know,
you mentioned that last time.
Yeah,
well, you're not old though.
I'm not old. I'm
desiccated corpse.
I'll be 39 in May. But
look at you. That's there's cobwebs.
I know.
That's
get off.
Bad.
Get off. No.
Good God. Yeah. Good God.
39. You'll be able to apply for Social Security soon.
Well, yeah. That's not too bad. But since we're all in the same, we still got the same, 10-year generation thing.
Right.
Jeff, you've recently been inducted to the 30s Hall of Fame. How do you feel about your 30s? I love it, and so does he, I believe.
You know, I'm pretty neutral.
Yeah? I thought you would like... I like my 30s.
I mean, I'm glad I made it that far.
My 30s had a rocky start so far.
Yeah.
I turned 30 a couple days later, my dad died, so it was great. Yeah, fuck that. Oh, okay. Wow, I really plummeted this shit.
Well, now that the mood is up...
I like my 30s.
There is kind of that sense of having dived under the wall just in time and grabbed my hat, like in Temple of Doom.
You got the last chopper out of Fort Pierce. That's how you feel.
Yeah. Because it is sort of like, I was, you know, I wouldn't say I had the most impressive home situation for me, so now I got that place to myself. And
yeah.
I kind of just made it in time, I guess.
Yeah. I just like it because, you know, a little bit older, I kind of got my shit together more, and I it's an age where you're like, okay, we're not going to do as much stupid shit, but now we're smarter about doing stupid shit if we want to.
Yeah.
As opposed to in our 20s where we did a lot of stupid.
Now we can pre-plan and sort of calculate our stupidity.
Yeah.
We've got a whole probability engine for that now.
Yeah. It's like the scientific theory with revenge.
Like, well, now we'll actually remember to put a small pillow under us when we jump off the roof with an umbrella, screaming, "I'm Batman." So.
Well, it's funny you mentioned about the age stuff.
Hurricanes bring good times to Florida.
You mentioned the age thing. It's like, well, I mean, Jeff did that like a couple years ago, just go through all the shit that he's had since he was a kid until now and kind of purge it or keep it.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of doing that with my stuff as of late. And I've just been, it's basically like...
Oh, a quick note, don't get rid of tax forms.
No.
The IRS doesn't need anything.
Though it is kind of funny throwing away IRS papers going, this is childish shit. Right?
Those Earth fuckers.
It's like, those guys are terrorists.
Oh, God. Jeff's door's going to get kicked down. We listen to the podcast, too, motherfucker.
We were going to give that racist sack of shit, Bart, but we're going after you now because you said something bad.
We're taking your Bronco away, the one with no steering wheel and a flat tire.
You already got me on radar.
You're like the nicest guy, and all this shit keeps happening to you.
I am waiting for it, just because our usual luck pans out to where we'll say something like this, and a police helicopter will fly over outside or something.
Hit us with the flare.
Yeah.
The flare.
Gets blackout drunk at a bar in Stewart, and then has the cops knocking on my door at 5 in the morning asking if I live there.
I don't live there. What are you talking about?
And what I was doing for 3 hours after the bar closed, I don't know.
Yes, I live here, and I just wanted to announce my engagement to Johnny Walker.
I have no idea how half of St. Pete went up in flames. I'm way the fuck on the other coast.
All right, now. Is it involved a water balloon and possibly some acetone?
And monkeys.
Don't smoke, kids.
No. Holy Christ.
But
the acetone tastes horrible.
I beg to differ. Right amount of transmission fluid and some grenadine, you've got a tasty, cool treat, man.
According to my uncle, you just add sugar and you're all right.
No. You just rim the glass with asbestos.
So what were you saying?
It's fluffy.
I call it a cross-eyed Pete.
But I'm basically getting rid of a bunch of stuff, kind of like, I don't know, the fall of the Soviet Union. Just everything. Everything must go, you know?
Along with all those reporters' bodies.
Yes.
That's why I'm now Mike Wallace, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Mike Wallace is dead.
The guy from the Ford dealership? I'm just kidding.
What about that one guy? Who was that news reporter that made up shit? And he's all like...
Well, that was George Wallace. He was like, I'll sell a Ford to you, but not you. Get off of here.
That's Prejudice Pony.
I made that joke. Yeah, George Wallace donned a horse costume.
And was like, not you.
And donned his hooves of hate. Did the Gestapo clap. My God. I think we're now beating a dead Prejudice Pony. Yes. That was a horrible
We'll never
joke.
Mention
that
it
worth,
again.
That was not worth the build up at all. audience, this is why I left the first time, remember?
I think we just said you went missing for a while.
Oh, there was that trip to Mars.
Yep, we were on Mars. Like Doom.
To get to Mars.
I heard all those stories. I went to Mars. I think I went to
the Congo. We said you were in the Congo
the
for
Congo,
a while.
Yep. Holiday. Doc Savage Adventure.
Yep. And then it's funny because then, like, I think a couple years later, when we're doing the radio shows, you came over and did one with us, and I think Bart was there too, and... That was like your return for one time, and it was
I did kind of a one-time thing, and I believe
I have a Budokan. It's Jeff.
I had a little salt on my tone. I think the common new internet term for that.
I don't
salty.
Yeah.
Everything is salty now.
Well, we were all salty with the music scene back then too.
We were a bunch of malcontents.
Yeah,
and now we're just angry about other stuff, but it has nothing to do with anything local.
No. I'm not even really angry anymore. I'm just like, okay.
What is a Malcolm Tent?
You?
Malcolm Tit. You said
Malcolm
Tit.
Malcolm in the middle?
No. He has no career.
Malcontent, not content.
Discontent.
Discontent.
You're the master of the $10 fucking
bitch.
Words, man.
$10 words.
I'm barely audible.
No. It's Sunday. I give a discount.
Discount.
God damn it.
JeffAudible.com.
Well, Jeff, you seriously do know a myriad of $10 words.
I have my moments. I don't know. English just works for me sometimes.
English is?
It's like, I can speak it articulately, but it's like, me fail English, that's impossible.
Me like talk good, right?
Won't you?
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, so you know what I think? It's like 32 minutes. I think we can wrap it up now. Jeff has a nice business that he has to work a lot, so he's doing it.
Well, I've also got some federales I got to run from.
Jeff, you know, when you want to wrap it up, you always did that staying alive shit. Yeah.
You can't tell.
I remember that. When you're like, time to leave. Yeah, time to go. We're leaving.
We got
to
go.
And me and Matt would just look at you like, what?
The choppers are landing.
Yeah. Oh, those are some good times. Yeah. And Matt's like, what are you doing?
Hey, before we go, remember you totally looked like you were trying to land the plane off a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier?
Yeah, it was
when
really...
I said I was making fun of you smoking in front of your dad, you just I should just wait.
Well, at the time, I think I was like failing quitting for like the 50th time.
Yeah, and you got kind of little.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. You just
like, no, this is not the moment. Yeah. No, that was my indicator.
But I was like looking back, expecting a fucking F-4 Phantom to just plow into me.
Well, that was about as that was about as subtle as you were going to get because the next phase was going to be a flare gun.
Oh, yeah. God. So,
and we were indoors. That would have been a problem.
That would have been
like Everett McGill in Silver Bullet. Oh my God!
Oh, you mean that one scene where he looked like a Smokey the Bear puppet?
Yeah. I think scariest thing in that movie was Busey.
That's because he wasn't acting.
I was terrified of crippled Corey Haim. Actually,
where's Feldman not in this movie?
Yeah. Feldman was cocaine.
Oh God, poor Feldman. All right, so the Caffeinated Podcast, which
the Crappinated
I think
podcast.
Is a better name. I wish we could have went with the Caffeines. I know.
And then we were ripped off before we could ever think of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
Anyway. That works. But no, I think it's better than Coffee Radio Podcast. Thank you.
Coffee Radio Podcast.
That was originally the name was going to be. And then
I'm going to call it the soda broadcasting on the internet.
Now it's going to be.
I kind of that one got away from me.
It's going to be the. Hold on, I know
Ladies
the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Harvey Wallbanger Enema on the Rocks podcast.
Prejudice Pony Podcast, that's what it's going to be.
Let's not.
No.
I think we need to shoot that mare.
I think we need to go right on the hooves of hate out of here. I hear it.
Gestapo Klopp, Gestapo Klopp.
It's all rainbows and kittens and all the other shit now.
Yeah. Bart, you got anything last words?
Definitely... soft toilet paper.
Yeah?
Don't get the generic kind.
Vapors.
It's sandpaper.
I'm waiting for you to go, Mr. T.
You know.
Stay in milk. Drink your scoop.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, regardless, you know, eat a lot of fiber, a lot of Taco Bell. Don't mix those two either. And for fuck's sake, don't do it. Don't ever mix Bailey's Irish, what is it?
Cream.
Irish cream. And Jägermeister.
No.
What the hell?
Whoa. Pour it on your cereal. It tastes good.
No. No, it does not. Well, that's it, Caffeinated Podcast. So, you know, we'll never know what coffee shop we might be at next. So keep a lookout for a weirdo in glasses and a bunch of his friends.
And just for future episodes, I apologize in advance.
That's a good way to look at it.
I don't apologize. I don't give a fuck. No, absolutely. I'd say what I want, do what I want.
I have a lot of penance to make, I guess.
So. I'm just here. All right.
Because I'm a big girl now.
My buddy!